Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys.
I'm sure some of our listeners probably think, those guys are always talking about stocks and broths and that kind of thing. What the heck is the difference between one broth and another? Now we're going to suggest something called bone broth.
Which is really a meat stock.
Yeah.
Chicken soup and beef soup, they've all been known to promote health.
Sure.
They're delicious to eat. In the old cookbooks that I read, John, from the 19th century, there was always a section in the back on medicine as food. They always had something called beef tea, which was really beef stock, or chicken soup as remedies for basically whatever ailed you, colds and things like that. Now, bone broth has become the darling of a certain food lovers group. What's old is new again. Basically, a stock. You cook bones with meat in water with vegetables for a long time to extract the minerals from the bone and also the cartilage from the tendons that are there so that you have a good gelling quality and a nice, rich stock.
It's that gelling quality that seems to be the attractive characteristic. If you wonder why that should be the case, it's the difference between a lump of fat and a clear, shimmering thing that looks sort of like Jell-O with some umami quality. Mm-hmm. It is more attractive. And it also has real virtues as something that you can use in your cooking. Bone broths, they're wonderfully rich in protein and a great source of minerals. And the glycine in them supports synthesis of hemoglobin and bile salts and other naturally occurring chemicals within the body, digestion. There's all kinds of virtues to it.
So simple to make.
How do we make it? Do you have to roast the bones?
You don't have to. I prefer to, for beef.
Even chicken bones?
Yes. In fact, what I will do, John, I'll roast a chicken. It probably lasts us for a couple of meals, but I save the bones. And then once the chicken is all done, then I strip whatever meat is off it. And so I have a carcass.
Uh-huh.
And then there's always some meat sticking to the bones. So I leave that there. And then I just put it in a pot, add water to it, add carrot, add onion, add celery, peppercorns.
Mm-hmm.
Vinegar is also a good thing to add, a little bit of vinegar, because it helps to draw the minerals out of the bone.
Yeah.
And then let it simmer for a number of hours. Chickens have fairly small bones.
Yeah.
So I think within 3 to 4 hours, you're done. Mm-hmm. With meat, you've got bigger bones, and you may need to simmer for 10, 12 hours or even longer.
With a chicken, what you're using in that particular case, you've already roasted it.
Yes.
Actually, with the beef bones, if you were to buy soup bones or something, you'll need to roast them.
And you can roast them with
flavor,
the vegetables. You can roast
them
with the onions and the carrots, for example. I wouldn't roast them with the celery. I'd add the celery later. Roast at 400 for about an hour. You can turn the bones once during the process.
Okay.
You can use marrow bones. I like oxtail. Of course, you've got that lovely cartilage running in the oxtail.
Sure.
And then beef shank are very meaty, so you don't need more than one or two of those. The beef soup bones in the markets are perfect. You might want the butcher to cut those in half. Sometimes they get to be too big.
That would be good also because
it should be cut.
That interior.
Right. So you want to expose the interior to the liquid so that it can draw out the minerals and cartilage and whatever flavor is there.
That thing can simmer for 12 to 24 hours.
And simmer, this means a bubble or two breaking the surface, not a boil. You start everything in cold water and you raise your heat very slowly. You can avoid that scum that seems to want to come out of
meat. Which is very rich, incidentally. You know?
Don't heat up your bones too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you will get the scum and then you're going to have to skim it off and throw it away. I just start off with cold water and I raise my heat very, very slowly and I never get scum.
And you can also run it through a fine sieve and then maybe through a coffee filter if you want a nice clear broth.
If you want a clear broth. But if your broth has ever come to a boil for any length of time, it will not be clear.
No, it will not. It'll not clear up. I think with that, you'll be able to come back with confidence to
the food guys.